So now Mary knows that this is going to be the most unique birth in human history. And that this is going to be the most unique child ever born. In the Apostles' Creed that we say most Sundays, we say, conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, true God and true man in one person, Jesus, God in the flesh. So Mary, what do you know? Wow. Astounding. Gabriel goes on. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. If God can cause, in other words, if God can cause a woman who's past childbearing age to become pregnant, God can do the same thing with a young virgin, Mary. For nothing will be impossible with God. So Mary, what did you know? You know that God through his angel told you the Lord is with you. You know that he knows you by name, that he's chosen you. You know that you will conceive as a virgin by the Holy Spirit, that you'll bear a son and you'll name him Jesus. You know that he won't be an ordinary child. He will be the very Son of God in human flesh. And you know that this baby boy will grow to be a great king, a great messianic king out of the line of David. Mary knows all this, but the real question is, at least she knows that the angel said these things, but the real question is, does she believe it? And Mary answers with one of the great, really, I think, one of the greatest professions of faith in the entire Bible. She says, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me as you have said. That's courageous faith. And it's faith generated in her by the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, that's how faith is born in every heart. Remember, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That when we hear the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit enlivens our hearts to receive it, that's where faith is born. That's just what's going on in Mary. By the way, in many medieval paintings of the Annunciation, they depict the impregnation of Mary in a very strange way, at least to modern eyes, but it's really not strange at all. In medieval times, they depicted a little tiny baby Jesus entering Mary's body through her ear. Now that sounds odd, doesn't it? In fact, you're chuckling. It's okay. Go ahead and chuckle. But they were conveying something very, very deeply biblical. Mary receives by faith. Faith comes by hearing. She heard God's word through the angel, and she believed. I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Nothing. This Mary's faith might be the most important overlooked miracle in this story. But with God, nothing will be impossible, even faith to believe the impossible. And that, brothers and sisters, is where you and I come in. What do you know? What do you know about Jesus? What do you believe? Do you know that this baby Jesus was born for you? Did you know that he came to be your Savior and the Savior of all the sinners of this world who hunger, who yearn for a Savior? Did you know that he came to be the Messianic King over your life, to to reign over your life and eventually all of this world. A few years back, there was a really cheesy popular song on the radio, but it asked a really good question. What if God was one of us? Remember that song?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened when the baby Jesus was born. And he grew to manhood, and Jesus, our Savior, kept the law that we could not keep. And then he carried our sins in his body on the cross, paying the price that we couldn't pay. He went there in our place as our substitute. That's how his kingdom comes. The King of the Jews dying on a dusty, desolate hill, mocked and abused and rejected. But death couldn't hold him. And he rose from death to life to guarantee eternal life for you and me in his kingdom. Now Mary, of course, could not know all of that. All she knows at this moment is that she will miraculously bear a child who will be the Son of God and the Messiah. And how all of that is going to work out, she doesn't know. But she knows this. This she knows. God is to be trusted no matter what. Let that sink in for a moment. Mary has been told she's going to have a child. Not in her time, not by her choosing. No doubt she had dreamed of children, but not this way. She'll be pregnant without benefit of marriage. No one will understand. It took another miraculous angel visit for Joseph to get on board. God is taking Mary down an unexpected road. Not in her time and not of her choosing. She's going to be shamed, and she doesn't know it yet, but her heart will be broken. She knows one great thing. God is to be trusted no matter what. For nothing will be impossible with God. She has his word on it. Now what about you? What do you know? Well, you know that at some time in your life, and maybe it's already happened, God will take you down an unexpected road. It'll be a road you didn't want and you didn't choose. But God has already told you what you really need to know. He's told you by his word about the Savior Jesus who has come for you and who will walk that road with you. He'll be going before you and behind you and all around you and within you. And by his Holy Spirit, he's given you grace to believe. And I can't tell you what that road will be for you. I don't even know what it'll be for me. But I know this. God is to be trusted no matter what. There will be miracles to sustain you. Miracles even of peace and hope and joy every step of the way. Because nothing will be impossible with God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow together in prayer.